Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. Oh, wow. Welcome to a blessed day. You're like, okay, Mama Seven, you sitting over there. I'm sitting over here. How do you know it's a blessed day? Well, let me share it with you. I know it's a blessed day because if you were given the opportunity to open your eyes, that means you were blessed to have another day. And no matter how rough yesterday was or the day before that, we're given an opportunity to say, hey, you know, let's try this again. Let's try something different. Let's try, you know, I'm going to give you some help. I'm going to give you some help so you can try it over. And so that is a blessing. Now, there are some lessons that I don't want to necessarily try over. It's okay. Take the opportunity. Examine the problem this time. You know, don't just run into it. Examine the problem and see if you can just try it one more time. Give it, like they say, give the old college try, you know? But, you know, I'm just here to welcome you and to remind you of the blessing of today, okay? So many times we'll see people get caught up in what today was supposed to be. Today is exactly what it's supposed to be. And if it wasn't your ideal, be patient with your idea of ideal and then look into it a little bit further. I'm going to say this. This is real. You know, I'm telling you a little secret here. There are some people in this world that are getting beat up. If it's not one thing, it's another. I mean, it's painful to watch, right? This is a process. This is the test. And, you know, we have to be cautious about other people's tests. When we can see the answers, like, duh, why don't you go over there? You know, it's easy for us to say and see the answer. You know, I used to always say, hey, I'll stop smoking for you. I mean, it's always been a running joke since I was about, like, 9 or 10. You know, every time I saw someone smoking, like, oh, in my brain, I'd be like, I'm better than you. I don't have to smoke. You know, I just thought it was such a low activity, and I was so, you know, proud. Like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that. 9, 10 years old. But, you know, when you grow and you develop a level of maturity, you'll begin to understand how everyone has their burdens to deal with, and we can't take it from them. If you're the spouse, if you're the mama, if you're the, you know, child looking at a parent making the same mistake over and over for decades, you still can't take it from them. Sometimes the best thing you can do is help to support them in the middle of it. Pray for them. Not be an additional burden for them, right? But I just want to let you know, if you feel like you're getting beat up, you're up against the ropes, so that, yeah, there are quite a few of you out there. I'm going to tell you help is on the way. I'm going to tell you that God doesn't give you any test that you can't pass. Look at that thing again. I promise you there's some option that you didn't think was an option, or you don't want to be an option, but there's an option out there for you. It's not going to leave you. You're not going to be sitting here going, all these weapons prospering against you. No, God's not going to leave you like that. So it's important that you take it upon yourself, and you may need a friend to help you look at some things. You know, it's okay. You got two fast buddies. But look at the situation, look at the scenario, and find out what is going on. What am I possibly missing? Because I know God won't leave me here in this mess, in this hardship, in this. God's not going to leave you there. Okay? I just had to say that real quick. So today is day 5. Oh, and another thing I have to tell you, and this was on me last night about this fast, you may have to start over. Don't allow yourself, don't feel no kind of way if you have a rough day. And it does, and you don't make it all the way to sundown. There may be days where you'll have to start this fast over. Be okay with that. You know, there may be days mentally where you're like, I just ain't here. It's okay. Even mentally and spiritually, you'll have to say, okay, I'm going to spend this weekend refocusing myself. I'm going to spend all day Thursday, you know, doing kind of whatever I feel like. I'm going to take it easy. I'm not going to rip and run. I'm not going to do those things because I'm resetting myself. Don't be afraid to do that. And you may have to do that a couple times in the fast. You know, especially for my new, I have, you know, maybe 3 or 4 new fasters. Take it easy in this, okay? It's not about beating yourself. It is about making the sacrifice for God. And we're elevating our energy, okay? You'll find during this time that activity is at a rise. Oh, negativity is sitting back. They are plotting and scheming. They're calling in their reinforcements. They are doing mandatory overtime. They're really working hard to make sure that you have a hard day. You have a hard road. Negativity is going to be touching on those little hot spots. You're like, man, I thought I had that under control. Man, I thought I had that swearing under control. Now every other word is a curse word. I'm working at a location, and in this location, these people were cursing so much. I kind of like peeked over and was like, you know, are y'all about to fight, or are we having a situation, or y'all just sitting around, you know, joyfully cursing? Now, if this was not Ramadan, I don't think they would have been doing that. Or if this was not Ramadan, I probably wouldn't even have heard it. Because this is Ramadan, because we're in the middle of devotions, my ears are peaked. And they were just being assaulted yesterday. And I was like, you know, and what we know is that the environment sometimes will dictate our behavior. So if you're around a bunch of grumbly people, guess what? You tend to be more grumbly. If you're around people that curse, guess what? You tend to do more cursing. And so yesterday, my ears just felt assaulted. And I was like, ugh, I'm trying here, Lord. And so I had to have a couple of conversations with myself. I had to have a couple of conversations just being prayed up, being prayerful, trying to make sure that we doing us, right? And so it was a little challenging. It was challenging. It made me want to go over there and curse them out. How, isn't that just like negativity? Negativity is like, oh, this negativity is bothering you? Go answer with some negativity. Absolutely not. Answering negativity with negativity is getting you what? More negativity. This is simple, family. 1 + 1 = 2. It's more, right? So I really had to work on myself. I got some extra prayers in. I found a project to busy my time. And I was like, oh, okay. There are other things I can do other than to ear hockey. Than to listen to other people's negativities. So if you're around, if you're in an environment, and I'm sharing because this is what I do. I want to walk down this road and then tell you all about it. Yo, don't step in that pothole right there. Hey, be cautious of this. That's my job as an elder, as a spiritual leader, you know, as a woman, it's my job to assist. I'm giving you the information so that some of these mistakes you don't have to make. And or some of these solutions, you can be like, okay, I got it, boop, putting that in my little toolbox. But there's always options. You always have a choice what you're going to do. I just want you to be aware that negativity, in particular your little issue, is going to be very strong. And you're going to hear it. And the temptation will be, you know, am I going to let it go? Or ego going to tempt me into thinking, oh, you can sit here and not curse. Look, I'm grown. I feel like I could sit in a bar with a bunch of sailors and not cuss. But why? Why insult my ears? Why insult my spirit? So in those situations, I realize I'm in a bar with a bunch of sailors. I need to get up and leave. They're fine. They're doing them. And whatever mission God has them on, I wish them luck in completing it. For me, no, God doesn't have that for me. So I got to get up and go. So be aware of your environments as we're going through this Ramadan. You know, be aware of negativity's joy when they move you off your pivot foot, okay? When they move you off where you're supposed to be, okay? So, yeah. That's where we are, family. And today's day, when I woke up, I'm doing my prayers, doing meditation, and my commitment to God, my commitment to peace. Man, I love this topic. Capital L-O-V-E. Love this topic. Because so many people want to equate peace with quiet. Peace does not mean quiet. Peace is when your mind, body, and spirit is on one accord. When there is no resistance in you. When you are moving in an intentional manner and within yourself for your own issues, for your own whatever. And I find, and the reason why I combine the two, because really the two are separate, but then they're not. Because your commitment to God is what's going to bring you the peace. And then your commitment to peace will always lead you to God. And so I was like, no, you can't separate those two. They are together. They are together. So the commitment to God, you have to know and feel and understand what God wants from you. And you may not know everything that God wants for you, but you know what God doesn't want. You know, I mean, God has told you clearly, dreams, confirmations, readings, you understand a part of your responsibility. Okay? And I can tell you this, you know, some people may be sitting there where, oh, well, God only asked me to do this one little thing, and I'll get to it eventually. That's the wrong attitude. And if you have that attitude where, you know, you think that your God mission is small and you don't really work with it hard, God's not going to give you another one, plain and simple. God's eyes aren't built on big and tall. God's eyes are built on the mission. So, you know, he's not going to say, hey, this is a lesser crime. Don't do it. No, if he says it's a sin, it's a sin. If he says it's a sin the first time, I promise you it's going to be a sin the second time. Don't do it. Your commitment, and see, the word commitment really is the problem. I think people are good with God as long as God's doing what they want him to do. I think people are good with peace as long as the peace is when they are interested in peace. You know, people don't have a problem with these things. The problem comes about when your ideas, values, wants, wishes, and God's values, wants, wishes, desires, his plan and your plan don't match. So when they don't match, then what do you do? Are you able to commit yourself to what God is asking? Like I tell people, work hard, play hard, not the other way around. Work hard. Do what God asks you to do. And then you can turn around. I promise you, I've seen it every single time. The second you complete what God has asked you to do, then God will release you to do what you want to do, your desires. And what happens, what I've seen in my short 53 years, but what I have seen is that what God has you working on is going to assist you on your next level. But, you know, we're humans. So all we see is this level. That's all we see. Family, that's not it. There is more. So, you know, if you're sitting there, and I work with young people, I see young people, and young people be like, oh, look, this apartment's $800. I want this apartment. And if I make exactly $200 and I do this, I do that, I'm like, what about taxes? Oh, I hadn't considered that. Yeah, because you're not on that level, you don't know. What about electric bill and deposit? Are you going to pay a deposit for it? Yes. What about? And so when you're new, when you're young, there's so much you don't know about, so much. And if you try to jump on that next level without completing this first level, then that's when we get those bumped knees and hurt shins and stuff like that, right? Do God's work first. And then you take the joy in the permission of being on the next level. You'll take the joy of knowing that God intentionally put you on that level, where you can know and intentionally say, God, trust me on this level. When you can sit back and say, God has rewarded me with this level. I'll ask people all the time, who told you to do that? Who told you to do that? You know, because you need to go back and ask them for some support. You know, did a legwork say, hey, this is good? Was ancestors part of this decision plan? Oh, you didn't take it to ancestors. Oh, okay. You know, did God say that this was it? Which angel came to you in your sleep and said, this is going to be the right plan? Because you're going to need to go back and get some support. Right? So as we're working on our commitment to God, work on it completely, okay? Surrender yourself to God's plan, because God's plan is going to bring you the peace that you're looking for. God's plan, and peace doesn't always mean quiet. We're not going to all be sitting back, you know, our hands crossed. We're not going to be sitting back in a massage chair, you know, getting our pedicures and everything. That's not what peace is going to be. You know, peace may be some free from some financial debts. Peace may be when, you know, you may be thinking about a new car and God's like, look, I'm going to give you brakes for the old car, you know. Peace is going to be, peace may be different from how TV and social media has programmed you to think what peace is. Okay, maybe a little different. But, you know, as we're working, see, for me, this is my gratitude fast. Everything has to do with gratitude. So peace is going to be the things that I have said make me grateful. I'm grateful. Remember, we have our long list. Everybody in A Wonderful Approach right now should be able to rattle off 10 things you're grateful for, starting with waking up this morning. And as you go through that list, that's all the things that bring you peace. So as I'm grateful for my children, oh, peace of mind, Lord. As my children are grown and operating and moving and grooving in their own way, and they're trying to fulfill their own needs, and I'm not there to see and supervise and monitor, oh, yeah, peace of mind is knowing they're okay. Yes. Yes. Something else that brings me peace. My health. These are things I'm actively praying for. Health is wealth, and I'm trying to be rich. So these are the things that I am actively praying for. Therefore, these are the things that are on my gratitude list. Therefore, these are the things that will really bring me peace. So I can tell you, you know, $1 million, oh, great. By the time I get that $1 million, you know, and insurance and taxes and stuff. But no, I'm so thankful, right? And that's a blessing. Ooh, wow. But if my children are not safe and secure, my mind will never be settled. I will always be thinking about them. What are they doing? Are they okay? Do I need a call? I will always be unsettled. So there are certain things that even good gobs of money don't solve. I'm sitting here with my beautiful 53 years, and health is an important family. And as you get older, it gets real important. I think it's always been important, but when you're young, you're like, hey, I'm young. So here we are. And I have to know for a fact, you know, that $1 million, if you are stuck in a hospital, it does you no good. And when God is calling you home, that $1 million is, you know, it might as well be confetti or, you know, shipping paper. You know, I'll wrap my white baths in it, or, you know, it doesn't mean anything. So your peace of mind, there are certain things that your peace of mind are going to always be connected to. What is it? Look into it, family. Go through the exercises. Think about your commitment to God. Where have you given him full commitment? And then where have you pulled up? What is that last thing God is waiting for you to surrender to him, so that you can move forward, right? So I hope everyone has a wonderful fast day. Spend that time getting, you know, spend that time slowing down. Me and Mama Khadija were talking about this earlier. You know, part of the fast is knowing that you have to slow down, knowing that there are, you know, some challenges out there that you're going to need to be able to address, and you won't have any energy. So, you know, slow down. I was speaking about, you know, with everything I'm trying to do, because I'm trying to do quite a few things, I don't want to drink coffee 24 hours a day. So it's like I don't even want to substitute anything. I want to be 100% committed to this work, period. So the only way to do that is to push forward. You got to push forward, okay? All right. So I hope you are reaching out to your fast buddies. Everybody stay connected, prayed up. I promise you, prayer is an enemy to the enemies. And it is a sounding gong, and it will bring your ancestors, your guardian angels to you so fast, so quick. Prayer. So stay on top of it, and we'll be speaking more soon. Peace.